Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. How is everyone doing? Morning number one of late night week. Peyton Russell is sounding rough. Bobby Belt is in here with his Stars jersey. He's standing up. He looks like he is energized. Are you?
Go Stars, baby.
Let's go Stars, baby.
620. We'll get to all that. I'm Sean Treif alongside Ralph James Choppy. And, of course, we have another late one tonight with the Dallas Mavericks playing the Clippers. You got the Rangers and Mariners on this radio station at 7. And then Thursday, it's the NFL Draft with the Path to the Draft brought to you by Zero Res and Pluckers. And yesterday, maybe another quarterback cautionary tale that RJ Choppy is going to warn you about. The New York Jets finally trade and get rid of Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos for a 6th-round pick.
The Cowboys got for Amari Cooper.
We're never going to be able. Amari Cooper forever in DFW going to make a 5th and a 6th interesting.
Yes, he is.
Because anyone traded for a 6, we are going to go ahead and compare. And any backup scrub QB, we'll get to it in a second, Bobby. Roberto is going to be comparing to what we did as well.
Yeah, because a 5th and a 6th, there ain't no difference in the two. You're getting a 2% flyer, a lotto ticket.
Deron Bland, baby. Deron Bland was a 5th rounder.
Deron Bland. I think Skandrick was a 5th rounder, too. I mean, you can get a good player there. You know, and every year. It's every several years. But, yeah, it's like, you know, you're getting a flyer. You're getting a lotto ticket. But, you know, the Jets, and this is what's happened on the league. Justin Fields for a 6th. Mac Jones.
Man, so who? Zach Wilson goes for the same price as Justin Fields.
Yeah, so the league is kind of telling you, like, they view all kind of non-star quarterbacks the same. You're just like, throw it, here you go. That's like there's a pedigree, right? Mac and Justin and Zach are all first-round picks, so like there's, I guess, a value there.
Sure.
But that's it. Like, there's like, yeah, Justin's maybe better than Zach, but does it matter if he's better? Because he ain't going to be a starter anyway.
Yeah, and the league has told you exactly that. That is the value, is a 6th-round pick. If you came from that 2021 draft class and you are a bust of a quarterback, you are worth a 6th-round pick. Unless you are the Dallas Cowboys and you openly talk about how when the phone call came in, you essentially just went, whatever. You're making Trey Lance available? Yeah, F it. Give me whatever.
Don't get off the phone.
Don't even have to call McCarthy or Dak or anybody else. We don't have to communicate internally about any of this. Give it to me. I don't even care what the price is. And they go 2 rounds above what everyone else in the NFL is paying for. And You're the only one of these four teams that traded for one of these first-round quarterbacks that had definitively a quarterback that's been in the top 10 in the league consistently.
Now,
you're the only one who had a quarterback situation worked out, and yet you still paid two rounds higher for this guy to do nothing for you. They are so dumb sometimes.
Man, just
can it be argued? Can it be argued that the time of year that the trade happened with Zach plays into it? Like, so anyway, Zach was so Justin Fields, for example, was traded for a sixth next year, which is really a fifth. Okay, and then since the Cowboys traded it further away from the draft, the draft pick doesn't hold as much value, right? Because picks hold more value today than they did in like October, just because of the timing of it. So maybe since he's really worth getting a fifth, Justin Fields, in you know this year's draft because it's next year, and then you add in the fact that it was in October. Hey, I mean the Cowboys almost got a steal here.
Got two people, I guess, on this show accepting payments from the Joneses for arguments now. That's my sense of it. No. No, in fact, there's no argument to be made. You re-signed a backup quarterback already. You had two on the roster, and we were past the draft. The idea of future first-round picks or future picks is with the idea of you've got a draft coming up. Draft was already in the rearview mirror. That pick was for the next upcoming draft, which means that value was a fourth, and they feel the value of a fourth right now, not having one. And then they're sitting here stuck, not spending in free agency, and then like, well, we're also short picks. Yeah, because you did it. You did it to yourself. You can't complain about it.
So only one of the five quarterbacks selected in the first round of the 2021 draft remains with his original team, and that is the overrated golden child, Trevor Lawrence. The other four have all been dealt. Wilson, Lance, Fields, and Mac Jones. All of them traded. RJ, that goes to your very fascinating quarterback point. That it does not matter. The scouting of the quarterback does not matter. And go ahead and wait at three to pick one and don't trade up to get one of the top
two. I mean, obviously, like, if you think there's a big gap between Caleb Williams and everybody else, I mean, you know, then you kind of use that. But if you don't, then if you're New England at three, why would I trade up to two? You're going to use resources for a coin flip that has the same percent chance of hitting either way.
So was it stupid to trade up from home 16 spots?
No, it's the same process, right? Like, he was the second pick. The point is, he was like the second quarterback taken. Nobody had him as the best quarterback in the draft. And that's the whole point is to show that.
I mean, Kansas City did.
Well, that they I don't know. Like, they did.
No, they've talked about it. They had him. He's their highest graded quarterback.
Bill Polian said he had Tom Brady as a one.
I mean, there are legitimate ways to check that, and they do. They said that he was their number one quarterback. I just think that this is a bad example of, like, it doesn't matter because that whole class turned out to be. They were talking about that was a historic draft class for quarterbacks, and they all busted.
But isn't that the point? We don't know. Nobody knows.
I mean, then why even bother watching any of it?
Exactly.
Okay, so like literally, like throw me Hendon Hooker, like just take every single quarterback that's available in the draft, and like it does not matter. Pick players based off names.
Yep, basically, yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't okay. like it's shown. Like it's you have the guy picked after the top guy has just as good of a chance of hitting. We have like there's mounds of data on this. They hit at about the same rate.
I hate this because now I'm gonna have to spend this whole week like actually going back and doing it. But we don't have mounds of data. We have 45 minutes of Googling and Pro Football Reference searches from you over like 20 years or whatever. There's not mounds of data. It shows like the scouting process is valuable. The scouting process matters.
It is not blind dart throws. It's as close to a blind dart throw comparatively speaking to the time and energy they put into the process. For the time and energy put into the process, they should be much, much better.
Massively disagree because Washington would have tripped into more success over 20 years than they have. That's because
here's Washington's problem
has been bad.
Is they're like, well, you know, this guy's a can't miss, and we don't want to take Justin Herbert or Tua, so we'll take Chase Young because he's a can't miss. Washington's problem is how many times have they even tried a first round pick at quarterback?
A lot.
Have they?
Yeah.
They should be doing one every year.
Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell, Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, like they've so that's done, three Robert Griffin in the third. 30 years. 30 years. They should be doing one every 2 years.
That's four every 20. That's literally you draft a guy, he gets through his rookie contract, you draft a guy. That's what they've done.
They knew better.
They're about to draft a fifth.
And our RG3 was fine. He was a hit until he got hurt.
Since Peyton Manning retired after the Broncos' 2015 Super Bowl win, they started games with 12 different quarterbacks. 13 if you count Philip Lindsay during the COVID thing. So Sean Payton, my theory is that Sean Payton, this is another FU attempt for Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, yeah.
Payton just wants to get Wilson to have him do something and be like, see, Nathaniel Hackett is a piece of trash as coach. But there was a lot of talk last week about Sean Payton doing everything in his power to get a quarterback anyway, and they are picking at 12.
To the point of drafting, trading their entire draft or trading everybody, every possible player on their roster. They were going to trade up. They were going to move the receivers. They were going to move players. They were going to move picks just to get up in the draft. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they could stay pat. There's a lot of movement for the Chargers pick. I think we all know the Chargers pick is up for sale. Minnesota or Denver. Maybe there's a wild card team thrown in there that wants to move up for him, and you would get J.J. McCarthy or you would get Drake May, depending on what New England does at 3.
Jaden Daniels not comfortable with his Commanders visit. You're hearing some smoke around that, Bob. And then in addition to Lewis Riddick saying it, one NFL head coach said that Jaden Daniels, it's a no-brainer to take him over Caleb Williams. It's a no-brainer to me. Jaden looks like the best guy in the draft. That is an anonymous head coach per ESPN.
Yeah, I'd want to be anonymous with that take, too. I wouldn't want that to stick to my name. Jaden Daniels was really upset that the Commanders brought in, like, all of the quarterbacks outside of Caleb Williams and, like, took them to Topgolf and hung out with them and just wanted to see, like, I mean, it honestly was like an episode of The Bachelor where it's like we're group dating all of you right now. And Jaden Daniels was pretty upset by that. And the New York Post reports about this that says Jaden Daniels is apparently wondering about his NFL draft options because he's been a little turned off and put off by the Washington Commanders. Now, Adam Schefter wrote yesterday that he has reached out, talked to people, and as much as he, Jaden Daniels, may be frustrated by it, and his agent Ron Butler is openly like posting these thinking emojis and stuff like that, quote tweeting these stories, that ultimately what it is that they're going to end up picking him anyway, it sounds like, and that they'll work it out. It's just bruised feelings, hurt emotions, whatever else. But I think this is another thing. I already like thought Jaden Daniels when I watch him play in general. I still think I don't think it's going to work out at the next level for him. But when you throw in this and you throw in the petty, like, I wanted me time. I don't want to do it this way. I wanted me time. And you see the way that Caleb Williams has handled the whole draft process and everything else. It's like, all right, here it is. These are the first seeds of what NIL era players believe the process should be like rather than whatever has been dictated the process is supposed to be like.
It is, but just like in the regular work environment, you have to adapt to the personnel you're getting. Like to the type of, like, companies are changing their entire structure. They're giving more mental health. They're giving more time off because that's what's demanded of them by the people coming into the workforce. It's up to the teams to change their philosophies on what makes what, because that's what you're getting. Otherwise, you're screwed. If you're worried about getting NIL kids who want it all handed to them, well, that's what you're getting.
Do you think it's a bad look to have hosted all of them together?
No.
The positive and the negative of it?
No, I don't think it's a bad look. I mean,
or bad idea?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a bad idea. Topgolf's fun.
No, it's a great idea if it shows you that Jaden Daniels whines and can't handle it.
They weed him out.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're not going to. Apparently, they're still going to say, pick him. And you know why, Chop? Because scouting and personality scouting and everything else matters. Mm. And they have bad ones.
No, I mean, I don't know what you're like. I don't know what you're scouting there. Like, if the guy doesn't, maybe he likes to just be alone.
That I was joking.
I mean, I don't know. It's just maybe he likes to be alone.
But it doesn't matter. Like, sorry, you're the quarterback of a football team. You don't get to be alone. But this is some weird stuff that Jaden Daniels keeps doing.
Well, Jaden Daniels, does he have any personality / character stuff?
Not character, but, like, I mean, he's done weird stuff throughout the draft process.
He was a transfer.
He refused to. He didn't do any of the He didn't do any of the testing at the combine, which fine, whatever else. But then, like, NFL teams thought it was really weird. He refused to get measured at the combine either. He wouldn't get measured. He wouldn't weigh in. He wanted to do that at his pro day. And he said some weird thing, I guess, about, like, he was standing in solidarity with his receiver who didn't want to weigh in at the combine or something. It's just, it's very spoiled brat, entitled, like I said, NIL era behavior.
And by the way, the 2022 NFL draft, that's not going well either. Kenny Pickett. At 20, traded. Desmond Ridder, traded. Malik Willis, QB3. Matt Corral, Birmingham Stallions, yeah. Excuse me.
He was in Frisco yesterday.
Bailey Zappi, we all know about him. Sam Howell, traded.
Did any of them get traded for a fourth round pick or no?
877-881-1053 is the way to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney Hotline here on DFW Sports Station. Peyton Russell is going to try to stay awake after going to the AAC last night. Do we have more of an officiating problem or a goaltending problem? Should Ottinger have been pulled earlier last night with the Stars' Game 1 loss to Vegas? That's next here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Across the line, Barbashev on the backhand, centers. Oh, and score! Marchessault rips a one-timer off the flip from Barbashev. It's 2-0 for the defending champions.
5 goals scored in the first period. The Stars cut it to 1, but they end up losing by 1. 4-3 at the AAC last night. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy. We got Bobby Belt in his Stars attire. If you are watching on YouTube and Twitch, and Peyton Russell, who went to game 1 last night, along with Rai Rai setting up the fan cam. Bobby, your take, since you asked the most interesting questions to Gavin Spittle yesterday in our hockey preview?
Well, I think what it showed is that I can't just go off of the analytics, okay, as much as I want to, because one of the questions I asked was, hey, What is it about, you know, even strength? They're pretty even with each other, but on the power play, when it comes to the specials, Dallas just kicks Vegas's ass. Like, Vegas is one of the worst, and then they come out and they score 2 power play goals like that and dominate.
Do we have a huge problem with the calls that led to the power play opportunities? Peyton, I'm sure inside the arena they're booing the hell out of every decision, but when we objectively try to look at it, how many were deserved and not?
Yeah, I mean, the offsides was obvious. As soon as they showed the replay, I mean, it was quick for a reason. But there are a couple hooking penalties early on. You know, it's like, yeah, skate made contact, but it wasn't like no one fell down for the Knights. And, like, it wasn't enough to void the penalty. And you knew, like, after they scored the first one real quick, when the Stars were down 1 and the Knights go back on the power play, you knew it was going to be trouble. But, I mean, it just seemed like – and then anytime a Stars player fell down, there was no calls, and it just – I wouldn't say it's a ref show out there, but it was just – it was a frustrating crowd.
Didn't they signal, too, though, on that offsides? Like, even if it was the right call, didn't they signal it was onsides and then they whistled it?
Well, no, they challenged it.
Is that what it was?
Vegas challenged it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then generally when you challenge an offside, it's like you've already seen it, so you know what the outcome's going to be.
It's just, I mean, look, when I'm watching this last night, like the thing that stood out to me that was funny early on was like Gavin was talking to us about, hey, all these injuries and stuff like that. So it's like, hey, guys like Stone, when it's like, oh, it's kind of 50-50. It's like, hey, he didn't look nearly as bad as everybody had been talking about.
Yeah, missed 26 games.
Looked like he was completely ready to go.
He did. He looked ready.
Got a weird hair thing going on, too. When I saw the first intermission, they went inside the Vegas locker room. His, like, bald spot remaining hair has, like, two long things coming out of it. I didn't care for that very much.
Yeah, I didn't care for the Marchment penalty. There's only two of them, so I didn't care for the first one. The high sticking was the right call. I didn't care for the Marchment one, and that led to the hurdle goal a couple seconds later. But I mean, it's one call. I mean, you could easily make a case that it was the right call. I don't think it was, but I think you can make a case for it.
Pete DeBoer after another Stars game one loss.
I mean, I think as advertised, you know, good team. You know, obviously, the additions make a difference for them for sure. You know, I thought, you know, if you're going to knock off the Stanley Cup champions, you're going to have to, you know, bring your A game every night. And, you know, I just thought tonight we did some decent things. We did some things well, but we were chasing the game the whole night from the first shot of the game on. So yes. Tough to play from behind against that team.
Absolutely chasing. Vegas controls and deserves to win game one. What I really want to talk about, and this is where I need some Tolo perspective and hockey knowledge, is Ottinger. I'm trying to decipher after giving up two and the way that they're giving up, whether that qualifies as a goaltender problem. I have a hard time dinging you and wanting to pull you for deflections. So at what point last night, if there was one, were you saying to yourself, he doesn't have it, they need to change him? Because you're going to get that from people whenever goals are scored. It doesn't matter how they're scored. But that's the fascinating thing about hockey and goaltending, is judging what you're actually responsible for after a crazy deflection and tip.
Oh, they're not going to change him. There's no changing. There's no changing him.
So he's not going to be pulled in any of these games.
I mean, he may be pulled in a game, yes, but that doesn't mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Last night, should he have been pulled or swapped out?
No. Like, you may pull a goalie. I mean, every goalie will get pulled at some point in a playoff game in their history. I mean, Wah, Brodeur, they all got pulled in a playoff game at some point. But that's when you give up, like, five or six goals in the first period and change, and it's like, okay, it ain't your night. It's like a pitcher. But no, I didn't think he was. I thought he was not great, but it was the rebounds. Some of the rebounds that were the problem yesterday. I mean, some of those goals, you get some redirects, or I didn't notice there were soft goals. Like the one that Vegas goalie gave up on the Marchment.
Yeah,
that's a soft goal, right? Yeah. That's a, like, if he had given up four goals and then he gave up that one, it's like a, all right, man, let's take a seat, regroup, come back on Wednesday. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Peyton, did you think about that? Were any fans screaming about getting Ottinger out or that he was playing bad?
Yeah, the fans were restless early on. I mean, three goals in one period. I mean, that it at least puts it in your mindset. You know, okay, one more. If you go down two goals again, you know, you might have to pull a change. But, I mean, Ottinger's really good. He's been good all year, good in the postseason for them. So, I mean, I didn't think a change was going to happen, but you were getting really close.
Ottinger, an all-star, obviously allowed two goals or less in 10 of his last 11 regular season games. He had 11 saves last night, but three goals in the first period.
And you know, goalies, they're fickle. And there's kind of a mounting analytical goalies don't matter thing in terms of, like, because we don't see a Hasek, a Wah, a Brodeur anymore, right? And it's like there's some – I've seen some metrics lately. It's like, is it the defense – would you rather have an elite defense and an average goalie or a great goalie and an average defense? And there's kind of debate. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't follow closely enough.
I was going to say, I thought goalie was – at least my understanding, like, was that goalie was supposed to be just like, oh, it's the ace pitcher or the quarterback or whatever. That's how you win.
The rules may have changed that, though. It used to be like that when you get neutrals on trap and it was just different. Now it's, I don't know, it's a little different now. Because you don't even see it. Like, who's the goalie that sticks with one team that is a legendary, surefire, goated goalie?
Roman Turek.
You just don't see that anymore. Now, did we grow up in an era of just elite goaltenders and there was nothing else? I don't know. You just don't see that same type of netminder anymore.
Tolo Trey, you guys didn't automatically know this was going to happen when Bassett got tickets to this game. Did Bassett get the tickets to last night? He wasn't outside practicing parallel parking with his son. He don't have time to be going to hockey games.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. Maybe he said it and I just didn't hear him. Yesterday, Mike was clearly in crosstalk in such a mood that I was like, I'm not even going to hear anything he says today.
You think he was in a bad mood?
No.
He was raring to go.
That's what I mean. He was so clearly unserious that I was just like, I'm checked out on the seriousness of Mike right now.
He's on a high. He just spent a week in 5-star hotels.
They have it in Detroit?
Oh, they've got 5 stars. I don't know anybody goes there, but they got 5 stars. And because like baseball's got rules. Baseball's got rules. The players union that you've got to stay in X, you know, the highest rated AAA hotel you got, or whatever the hell it is.
The highest rated factory in Detroit or whatever dilapidated place they put you in.
So he's on a high, man. He's like, dude, we've been staying in this place in Oxnard, this place, and whatever. And he's like, nope, I'm in 5-star place in Atlanta.
Friday off, golfing. Well, I think Dave Raymond doing his show.
Like,
he's in heaven.
There are still to this day, like, people in Michigan, like, no joke, legitimately, people in Michigan who, like, can't get clean water right now. And I just, the idea of Mike in a 5-star hotel just, like, looking over the city like, oh, those poor people down there is just too much.
Man, they got money. I'll tell you somehow, because Lion fans are traveling all over the country to go to these games.
Yeah.
I mean, they got cash.
Peyton, what are the Tolos saying about Ottinger?
Yeah, Tolos saying no to pulling Ottinger. 817 says Ottinger should not have been pulled during that game. Another 817 says just a couple of bad bounces, not his fault.
Yeah. It felt like it was more bad bounces.
I mean, the expected goals from MoneyPuck.com, Sean, which I've told you to put in your prep work, the expected goals was 3.5 to 3.1 Dallas. So they say that in terms from an offensive standpoint, Dallas actually outplayed them over the majority of the game.
All right, should we get to Peyton's Twitter spaces or the chant attempt first? I guess we'll go with the chant.
It's the same thing.
All right, let's go Stars, baby!
Let's play the first one from last year. This was Peyton walking around the AAC. We need to compare. Bobby, before we play it, how would you describe what he attempted and executed last year? You were with him?
Yeah, I was standing right there. I was like telling him to get the chant going. We're walking around the concourse, and he was incredibly embarrassed at the idea of just shouting with 5 people walking around the concourse. So he gave it his best half-hearted attempt.
So for those that don't know, like, part of Peyton's job is to, like, go and get, like, extracurricular audio. Like, we call it MOS, man on the street. Go in a bar, come up with a funny bit, produce it, all that type of stuff. Gavin Spittle, like, values that more than any sports topic. If you ever want to work here, get a recorder, go in bars, do bits, and you'll probably be hired.
And open that screen door, too.
We all know this. Yesterday in the meeting after the show, it's known that Peyton is going to the game. And Spittle's like, you're going to get some audio? And Peyton's like, yeah, maybe. An all-time classic response to your boss, who's clearly trying to say, go get audio. And Peyton's like, yeah, I might. I don't know. Like, it's just right over his head. It was amazing.
We were trying yesterday when he was at the arena. We were talking about, like, what you should do is you should just go up to people, ask them, how did they celebrate Earth Day? And then ask them what their one thing was.
Yeah.
And that's
a good question.
Yeah,
good.
What
good,
is your one thing?
Yeah. So Pepe did follow through, but this was last year. This is last year trying to get it going in the AAC.
All right, there's not a lot of people in here right now. It's like an hour and 15 minutes before the start of the game.
We're true fans. We're early, baby.
Yeah, look, I mean, they didn't give me that number one Stars fan little foam finger for nothing. So what we're going to do, though, is because there's so few people, we're just going to walk around the concourse here, and Peyton's going to try and get a Let's Go Stars chant going with, like, 5 people around him. What do you think, Peyton? You can do it?
I think we can do it. Stars Nation is out here tonight. We got the rally towel going. We're ready to go.
Go. Do it. Come on, Wuss.
Well, let's get a Let's Go Stars going. Whoa! Game 7, baby. Here, we got one. Go Stars, baby. We got people getting food. It's okay. It's early. You know, we're nervous.
My favorite part is
go
the,
Stars, baby.
The inflection up. Come on.
Come on. Let's go Stars, baby.
No, he's trying to like say it as short as possible because he's cringing.
That made
me cringe right there. So let's see if last night was any better as Peyton tries to get more chance going at the game.
All right, here we go. 6 minutes from the anthem. We got a nice crowd here. I think we can do it. All right, here we go. The last year it flopped. We're going to let's go Stars, baby. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars.
Nothing. Did anybody chant with you?
Row for one. Row for one. My girlfriend Mackenzie has left. She got up and walked away.
That's 0 for 2, not 0 for 1.
We got people looking at us.
Try USA.
Oh my God. Okay, I think that'll get some people chanting.
Try it.
We're going to try USA chant. It's not a Canada team, though. USA! 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 All right, 0 for 2. You know what? It's okay. It's a late arriving crowd.
How far before the game was this? 6 minutes before the anthem.
Where were you?
In his seats.
Yeah, you were in the seats? It sounded like you were in the bathroom.
It did. It's because it's Twitter quiet. Spaces. Yeah.
I was on the Twitter spaces, so maybe some of the audio. And then Bobby was on there as well.
So
yeah,
people
was,
were around you.
Yeah, there were people. I mean, the empty seat next to me, maybe right in front of me. But, I mean, it was, 6 minutes before they started the whole pregame stuff. So, I mean, it was still a full crowd. Nothing. Just got a bunch of looks, man.
There were people around him until when he started trying to chant, Mackenzie left. She literally walked away from him because she was so embarrassed hearing him chant that. But he couldn't get it going in the stadium either.
You know, it's really embarrassing for the Dallas Cowboys getting outsold by Caitlin Clark, a story that's going to set Bobby off on the home of America's team. They used to be America's team. Caitlin now Clark's it's the team. Indiana Fever, who are America's team. We'll talk about it next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We got a Texas Rangers 4-pack giveaway during the commercial-free expressway in the 7 o'clock hour. We want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. club, especially if you've been watching on YouTube and Twitch. Sometimes we know there can be a little bit of a call delay, like 2 or 3 seconds. So we're trying to get you to go ahead and win it for being part of the strongest audience of the entire show here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. So a Rangers 4-pack giveaway today and every other day this week during the expressway. This story was setting Bobby off yesterday. It came from someone you know in New York, RJ, that you followed for a long time.
Dick Weiss. He called Hoops Weiss. I've known him for a long time. Cooperstein is a walks on water.
Jeffrey really? Or Chuck?
Chuck.
Oh.
Walks on water. So if it comes from him, he's not like a reporter, right? I mean, I've never heard of him. Oh, yeah. He dabbles.
It's not Peter Vesey. I don't care.
Oh, way better than Peter.
Peter
way
Vesey.
Better than Peter. He's like a historian kind of thing. Like, he just, very wealth of knowledge. And for somebody who's his age, he tweets way more than he should.
Here's what he wrote yesterday in the New York Daily News. The Dallas Cowboys are undoubtedly the most popular team in the NFL, but even they are apparently no match for the phenomenon that is Caitlin Clark. Clark, the number one pick by the Indiana Fever, sold more jerseys on her draft day alone than every player on the Cowboys roster combined did last year. Considering that Micah Parsons had the best-selling jersey in the NFL and Dak placed fifth on that same list, Clark outselling the entire team is simply mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Man. Yeah. I mean, I totally see it, though. Every girl in America is getting her jersey. This isn't just Fever fans, okay? This is every girl in America. This is
just Fever fans. Like that wild collection of 12 people.
Everyone's got a Fever.
Yeah. This is an entire generation of young girls who've been dying for someone to look up to and buy this. And that's this. Like,
she's the Tay-Tay of the sports world.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is unlike Messi and unlike LeBron and unlike Shohei. There's been dozens of male athletes for years that have changed the game for young men to look up to. She is a one of one. She's the first one that they all are like, oh my God, this is amazing. History, breaking ground, shooting from all over the place, the Steph Curry, all the things. And that's what this is. This makes perfect sense. I can totally see it. She's a one of one.
The team over at WFAA, they're like Bobby, and they're like, yeah, right. What are you talking about? So they contacted Fanatics for the jersey numbers. They didn't really do an in-depth report here. It's kind of funny with the one sentence of rebuking.
Well, it's because they don't publish numbers.
Rebutting. Rebuke or rebut?
Rebuttal.
Rebuttal.
Yeah, rebuttal.
The rebuttal. Fanatics, who produces and sells jerseys, we reached out to them. The company said the information was not true and inaccurate. They didn't provide more details on how many Cowboy jerseys were sold compared to how many Clark jerseys were sold. So there's WFAA getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, now people are saying this was tongue-in-cheek from, I don't know this guy's energy. Is he a sarcastic individual, Chop? Is he one?
He's got a good personality. He's on the air. When he's on the air, he's got a good personality.
Okay, because what I saw somebody claim the other day was this was a meme that was being passed around, and then that this idiot saw the meme and thought it was a real report and then tweeted it.
I know it's not real if this is him.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a bird's nest.
That's an all-time hairpiece.
That's a bird's nest.
Is that him?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that thing.
That's top 10, right? That looks like...
Wow.
That's a Saul Goodman hairpiece.
Well, that is bad.
So, yeah, this was... When this was tweeted and everybody kept quoting it, I mean, there were a lot of big accounts quoting it.
Barstool.
As like, ooh, look at this. Yeah. Or Cowboys down bad. Oh, the Caitlin Clark. People are not ready for women's sports in this, you know, current era. They're not ready for the takeover. Oh, my gosh, this is incredible. This was never, like, going to be close to being right. But everybody was willing to eat it up. They were so eager to eat it up because they are so desperate for her to be, like, their damn, you know,
the savior.
Shining savior of the women's lib sports movement.
Whoa.
That's what
politics.
It is.
Politics.
That's not, no, that's not
lib,
politics.
You said lib.
Lib.
You said
liberation, lib. Not liberal.
Whatever.
they are so desperate.
It's all the same.
They are so desperate for her to be like this example. Let her stand on her own. Let her accomplishments stand in their own lane. You don't have to say it's up here and it belongs here. No, we can categorize things.
We can.
We don't need everything to be common, like, common area. Like, everybody can have their own thing. That's fine.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't know.
I can't tell if your opening comments were serious or not. Or you were trolling Bobby or being sarcastic.
Well, look, I mean.
All right, I can already tell. I can see you. But you just made the RJ face.
Who?
I just saw it.
Who are you going to trust here, okay? One of the most trustworthy.
Me or Dick?
Legendary, groundbreaking.
Because I don't trust Dick.
You can trust one of the most legendary, trustworthy, and groundbreaking news sources or Channel 8. Okay, who are you going to trust? I know, having followed college hoops my entire life, that was the guy. A affectionately referred to as Hoops. Do they call Mike Leslie Hoops?
See, I was going to say, I'll be honest. If you, it is
they don't call him Hoops.
When you draw it as a comparison.
They call him Hanson. Compatible.
Yeah, you know what they call him? They call him, his waist is too small to be an alpha. That's what they call him. Okay?
All right. I read that in your email last night. I did not think you were going to say that on air.
So I'll believe, Bobby can believe the place whose last story they broke was the Kennedy assassination. All right, that's who I.
Hey, they
I'll
didn't even break it.
Hoops Weiss here.
That's fine. And look, I will say you make a compelling argument when you draw the comparison instead of being WFAA versus Dick. You tell me it's Mike Leslie versus Dick. You're right. That is that does make it more difficult for me to pick.
I
but
good hair, man.
At the end of the
really
day, when I see things like this, I don't trust Dick. That's how I look at
all
it.
All right, Bobby. Well, let's shoot holes in this. The Dallas Wings confirmed yesterday that they sold out of season ticket memberships for the upcoming year for the first time in their franchise history. The sellout comes less than 2 weeks before the team's opening preseason home game against Caitlin Clark on May 3rd.
You like that?
Man, they draft and then have a preseason game on May 3rd?
Dude, I have no idea. What? Like, way to get you in the practice here. You know? Like, how much time are you actually giving these people?
Yeah.
These people?
Yeah, the team.
Women, you mean?
Women. Jeez.
Wings season ticket memberships account for nearly 40% of the 6,200 seats inside College Park Center in Arlington.
Oh, they sold out College Park Center. So what is that? They sold 500?
it's where UTA plays. Yeah, it's like it's a few thousand.
Boy, bro.
They're expensive. No. They have jacked up the price for the Caitlin
Tarleton's
Clark
Arena, which we're getting rid of. We're building a new mecca. Tarleton's Arena dwarfs College Park Center.
The Wings CEO told WFAA that individual ticket sales for games are already up 1,170%. And overall ticket sales were up 220%. More fake numbers, Bobby. More fake information. Fake news.
I mean, look, we've set a precedent now that we're willing to lie about these numbers in relation to the sport right now. Because
all right, your daughter says, "Daddy," and you have to pick one.
Uh huh.
I want to go to the Taylor Swift concert with all her new stuff. It can only be the new stuff, or I want to go to the Caitlin Clark preseason game.
Let's go see Caitlin Clark, baby.
Oh, over a concert?
Over
Taylor?
Yeah, let's be specific. Not over a concert. Over Taylor Swift and the Heaven's Gate cult that follows her around.
Oh, stop man. It. You're going to stir them
Boy,
up.
Boy, you are going to stir them up, man.
Yeah, stir them up.
She's fantastic.
I haven't stirred them up before. You know how many times I've tweeted stuff about Taylor Swift and it gets caught by one of those idiots and gets sent off into the ether and my mentions look like slot machines the way they keep like refreshing on their own? I don't care. It's no coincidence that she just is able to churn out like 200 songs a year. Like, that's not like she's that much of a genius. That's how like lazy and vanilla she is.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney Hotline here on Sean and RJ.
You got a Gloria Steinem article you want to read now or something?
A who?
Gloria Steinem.
Who's that?
She's the famous women's attorney. She's always the one representing any woman who needs any sort of lawsuit done. She's the Johnny Cochran of female
Gloria
lawyers.
Allred.
Yeah, Gloria Allred, too. Gloria Steinem. That's who I'm mixing up. Gloria Steinem.
I know Allred.
Yeah.
Gloria Steinem.
I know Gloria Steinem's name. I can't think of where she's from. Now I got to Google this one.
All right.
Journalist. Journalist and activist.
All right.
They're all the same to me.
Choppy, salmon, that's the new key. If you want to go ahead and increase the body count, is that the key to the dating world? Salmon?
Yes, perhaps. If you're having trouble, if women are having trouble getting in the mood, perhaps salmon is her cure. Women are getting salmon fertilizer injected to improve their sex lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. That's the new thing. This is the new thing. It's $500. It's $500 per injection.
Fish hub.
As the story said, they will try any fin to improve their sex lives.
$500 per injection?
$500 per injection.
What's it supposed to do?
It's supposed to bring arousal, all kinds of frequency of action.
Like oysters, like an aphrodisiac or
like
something?
Like an aphrodisiac, of course, of sorts, I should say.
So when y'all sit there, y'all were on a fish diet. when you sit there and eat salmon two or three times a week, you think that is what leads to y'all's kinkiness?
That's a great
really frisky after you guys unfreeze and thaw your,
you know what?
Your salmon?
That's a great question. I don't know. It may have to be fresh. You know, it may have to be fresh, but they're saying that this has been a staple in Korean skincare for many years. This particular use of the fertilizer. So now their women are using it to get more in the mood.
What's up with this man's leaning into dad jokes lately? He hit the mulch joke in our text conversation yesterday. He just said any Finn. He tweeted yesterday, I'd say Ben put the goalie on skates there, but that's a little redundant. He is hitting dad jokes hard lately. And when I told him he's hitting dad jokes hard lately, he said, might as well tell them while he's still around. That was his tweet reply to me yesterday when I said he's hitting dad jokes.
Well, who's still around?
His dad.
My dad. Oh. I could say that.
I thought you meant you with your lightheadedness.
No.
And
No, blood pressure.
That was a simple blood pressure drop because I've lost so much weight on soda that my blood pressure medicine is now too strong. And I checked my blood pressure yesterday. Way too low.
90 over 60?
No, it was like 115 over 70 something. For me, I'm in like the 140s over 90s. That's a big drop. Oh, that no wonder. No wonder.
What do the Mavs need to do for game two? And you have to hear the audio of the baseball incident that went viral yesterday. Plus, a Rangers 4-ticket giveaway on the home of the World Series champs. All next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.